Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on our program by phone. Bill Williams is with us this morning. He and his wife are the founders of Patriotic Productions, and Bill will be making a presentation at the Atlantic Rotary Club Military Appreciation Lunch that's coming up Tuesday, November 12th at the Heritage House. And you can still sign up to be a part of that. If you're a veteran, make sure you get involved and come on out and enjoy. Bill, how are you this morning?
Well, I'm just fine, Jim.
Very good.
Glad to be with you.
Yeah, thanks so much for the time. I don't want to give away all of your secrets because we want folks to come out and see what you have to offer at this particular event. But I guess, what do you have to offer? Talk about Patriotic Productions. How did that get started?
Well, I think it probably started as I look back when we started doing the honor flights. We read a story, I think it was in 2007, about the honor flight program, and thought, well, why not Nebraska instead of Omaha? And so it was kind of a tough slog until Valentine's Day of 08. My cell phone rang. It was Kara Whitney. Well, Kara Whitney's married to a guy by the name of Dan Whitney, and most folks know him by his stage name, which is Larry the Cable Guy, the comedian. So Kara said, "What's it going to cost to send your first plane load of veterans?" I said, "Well, just the plane is $70,000. She says, "Okay, done." So we were off and running, and Yvonne and I organized 13 flights over 11 years, taking 3,500 Nebraska World War II, Korea, Vietnam female veterans and Purple Heart recipients on trips to D.C. And then I guess it was about 2008, is when I got a call from Jeff Ballinger from Council Bluffs. Jeff owns a bunch of car washes around. And so he was interested in doing a fundraiser for our Nebraska honor flights. And I said, "I have a better idea. Why don't you do some Iowa flights?" And so I helped him get started. And as most folks know, in Southwest Iowa and around Iowa, they've done a great job. They've Hy-Vee and Casey's got in to help him, and he and his late father, Bill Ballinger, just have done a great job with Iowa veterans to D.C. So anyway, that's been our main emphasis. And then we're also the creators of the Remembering Our Fallen exhibits. These are displays of the pictures of the fallen from Iraq and Afghanistan, and our Iowa exhibit has been traveling the state since May 1st, 2011. And it's been all over the state, been seen by thousands. I think it's been to Atlantic about three times, I think, over the last decade. And so that's our main mission now. We're all done with honor flights, but our main mission is to honor the fallen from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Sure. How much work does it take to put that presentation together?
Oh, it's taken, for my wife Yvonne, hundreds and hundreds of hours. It's kind of funny when people will say, "Well, gee, mean the government gave you all these pictures?" And so we have a military photo, and then we ask the families for a personal picture. So it's just been one name after another that Yvonne has done the research on the internet to find these families of the fallen, to get their permission to get the pictures. And like I say, a lot of them, particularly the Marines, are straight ahead on smiling. But what really makes it is the personal photo that shows their personality or shows them with their own children, or perhaps, when they took their calf to the county fair. And so it's a pretty emotional display for those who have seen it. And then on September 7th of 17, we unveiled our national Remembering Our Fallen. We have 32 what we call the tribute towers, and these contain over 5,000 of the fallen in the country in the war on terror since 9/11. So it's the only memorial like it in the country, and we unveiled it at the Lincoln Memorial for Gold Star Families. Some of the highlights on the tour: New York City, Reagan Library in California, Pasadena for Rose Bowl Week, which will be back there again this year. It's been outside of football stadiums: Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, Nebraska, Philadelphia for Army-Navy. Governor Ricketts here in Nebraska sponsored it outside of Wrigley Field in April. And it was at the Pentagon. It's been to the Marine Corps Museum in Quantico and the College World Series. And just last weekend, it was in Lawrence, Kansas for KU, K-State. So that's our mission, is that the men and women who lost their lives, gave their lives for all of us, that they not be forgotten.
Sure. What, Bill, what kind of feedback do you and your wife get when you reach out to some of these families?
Oh, it's really emotional, because that's their biggest concern, is that they're going to be forgotten. It's not World War II, where everybody was in the game with victory gardens and scrap metal drives. Now only 0.5% serve in the military, so most folks don't pay attention because it doesn't affect them. Well, if it's your loved one, it's everything. So that's why they're so appreciative. A lot of times folks compare our memorial to the traveling Vietnam walls that have been traveling the country for about 30 years. There's three of those. But obviously the difference is this is current and it's pictures. So it's a pretty emotional scene. Like down at KU, K-State, we had both fans of both teams, KU, K-State, show up, these Gold Star family members dressed in their colors. But it wasn't about the competition on the football field. This was about their fallen sons and daughters, something a lot more important than a football game. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Bill, what do you hope that folks take away from this when they do come and see and experience this?
Well, we want people to take a few minutes, whether it's the Iowa Remembering Our Fallen exhibit or the National. We're so appreciative when people will take time to wander among the towers or to spend some of their time in front of the Iowa Remembering Our Fallen exhibit to think about these men and women and their sacrifice. And we particularly like to have them, Jim, in high schools. I think it was at Atlantic High School. Oh, it's probably been 8 years ago, but a lot of times, as we all know, and we were like this, I guess, high school kids are a bit self-absorbed, would be the way to phrase it, and so they don't think much outside of their own world. But it's interesting when they pass the Remembering Our Fallen exhibit, if they've had anybody in the family who served in the military, grandpa, uncle, brother, their voice is lower, they're more respectful. Others can walk by and it could be a display of hot pads. They don't notice, but we think it's important for them to take a few minutes to see the photos.
Yeah, your feelings in all this, Bill. What do you and your wife want? What's your takeaway from this? What do you hope your impact is?
Well, I'll tell you what we did with the National a year ago. We added a tower, actually it's two towers now, of suicides. And those who succumb to PTS after their deployment, we've added those pictures. And so that has meant so much to those families, because normally in most situations they're ignored, they aren't really acknowledged. And so there's a lot of pride to have their sons or daughters who succumbed to PTS, to have them on a tower. We've also added training accidents as well.
Sure.
So this National Memorial is something that we're really pleased with, and we are with our state exhibits. We have 19 state exhibits traveling the country, and then we changed our attention a couple of years ago to just concentrating on the National. So that's where we spend our time now. There's 7,000 fallen in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I believe we have about 5,200 right now. So we're constantly contacting families to ask them for their photos. And a lot of families don't want to deal with it until an exhibit comes to their area. And then when they're not on there, then they obviously want them to be. So ultimately, Jim will get all 7,000 on the national, and all the Iowa fallen on the Iowa exhibit are on the national. We just transferred those photos over. So.
Sure. Well, let's hope for a day when we don't have to, there's no need to add any more photos to that exhibit.
Oh, that's the truth. Yeah, every time there's an incident, it's heartbreaking to have to go through the procedure to try to add somebody. So we don't want to.
Very good. Well, we appreciate you coming out. Will you have part of that exhibit with you then on Tuesday the 12th?
Nope, I won't. No, it's booked over in the Quad Cities, so it'll be in the Quad Cities. But maybe somebody here in Newport will want to bring it back to Atlantic, particularly at the high school. I think that would be a good thing to have the Iowa exhibit back at the Atlantic High School.
You bet. Well, there are plenty of opportunities. It's been around. It's made its rounds, and it will again. So we'll have an opportunity to experience that. But folks will be able to hear from Bill coming up again on Tuesday, November 12th, as part of the Atlantic Rotary Club's Military Appreciation Lunch. That's 11:45 at the Heritage House at their cafe there. And any veterans or their family members who would like to participate again are welcome to do so. It's a free event. They just would like to know ahead of time if possible so they can plan for the meal. You can contact Rick Burns at 249-7435 to find out more or to get yourself or your loved ones on that list. Again, Bill Williams, appreciate so much what you and your wife do through this project. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.